Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Michigan Employment Relations Commission yesterday issuing a ruling that denies efforts by University of Michigan graduate student research assistants to unionize. It's an issue that has pitted the university's Board of Regents against the school's administration. To discuss the issue, I'm joined by Samantha Montgomery. She's the president of the Graduate Employees Organization, the group that spearheaded the unionization effort. Welcome to the program, Samantha.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
Now, in some ways, the commission's ruling was not a surprise in a 3-0 vote. They said that there was no reason to overturn the 1981 ruling that research assistants are not public employees and thus cannot unionize. Isn't that, in fact, the case? Aren't research assistants primarily students?
Well, it's an interesting question, Mike. So we don't view these two things as mutually exclusive. In fact, our current members who are graduate student instructors are both students while at the same time providing a valuable resource for the University of Michigan. And we feel that's the case for graduate student research assistants.
I see. So even though they are students, in a sense, they're employees. Do you have any sense of how much of their time is spent working versus studying, and can that be somehow broken down?
Well, I think as researchers, they're working on research, and I think it varies case to case, but that is the primary duty that they're working on is research. Now, how it's divided up between their own independent research and research that's done for a supervisor or a PI, that varies case by case. But nevertheless, it's still research that's being done at the University of Michigan for the University of Michigan.
And how does a group like the Graduate Employees Organization, how do they differ then from the research assistants?
Well, so research assistants have been members of GEO. In fact, when we were first founded back in 1975, graduate student research assistants were full members of our organization. And then it was in 1981, this legal ruling that deemed that graduate student instructors were employees of the University of Michigan, but that graduate student research assistants were not. And in the 30 years since that ruling, GSRA's graduate student research assistants have often been associate members of GEO, have gone in back and forth between being research assistants versus instructors, so in and out of GEO's membership. And it was last year when we started talking about what it would look like to try to bring GSRAs back as full members of GEO.
What's driving the unionization effort for research assistants at U of M? Aren't they working within the same structure that other graduate students in Michigan's other universities are also?
Well, so there are several other institutions that currently have a union for research assistants or have a union that has research assistants in it. Like I said, when we first formed, we had research assistants, and in the 30 years that we haven't, we've always thought about what it would mean for research assistants to have the full rights and protections of a union. And it was really late last year that members started coming together, research assistants started coming together and talking to each other about what it would mean to unionize or try to unionize again. And so in the winter of 2010, that's when those efforts started.
Well, what kind of issues are concerning them that they're not able to currently address that they feel unionizing would be the only way to do so?
Well, I think GEO has a strong history of making the workplace better for graduate employees. So things like competitive salaries, tuition waivers, healthcare benefits, all sorts of things that matter to GSRAs, they've seen GEO work to actively improve. Sometimes these benefits then get extended to GSRAs, but GSRAs want to have a voice in that process and want to have the ability to negotiate with the employer, the University of Michigan, over those things.
Is the pay that student research assistants currently receive adequate?
I think, you know, it varies person to person. Most folks think that we have sometimes very comfortable salaries. I think people would want to protect those those salaries that mm-hmm. we currently have. I think, but there's always room for improvement as well. And so our members democratically decide whether or not our salaries are good enough, and we establish base minimums for salaries or things like health care packages, and there's always room for improvement.
I'm talking to Samantha Montgomery. She's the president of the Graduate Employees Organization at U of M. Samantha, you know, while the U of M Board of Regents voted to allow a unionization vote to move ahead, President Mary Sue Coleman opposed the effort, saying that it would lead to a breakdown in the academic relationship between the graduate student research assistants and their mentors. Isn't that a legitimate concern?
Well, this is something that we're hearing from a lot of folks who don't understand how we as a union operate. We are a union that is made up of graduate employees, and it's run by graduate employees. And I don't think it's in our best interest to be, quote-unquote, ruining our relationship with our research supervisors or our academic mentors. So the types of things that we're talking about, wanting to negotiate with the employer, the University of Michigan, about, really, I think it's a mischaracterization, and that would interfere with that relationship.
The Mackinac Center for Public Policy was the group that filed a motion with the commission opposing the drive on behalf of a U of M graduate research assistant, Melinda Day. How do you respond to their involvement in the case?
Well, I think as the decision by the Michigan Employment Relations Commission said yesterday, is that they really didn't have any legal standing to try to interfere with this election, and I'm glad that Merck dismissed their resolution.
And Day herself released a statement saying that, quote, this is a welcome sign that not everyone is willing to toss aside the rights of students in order to appease special interests. Do you think Ms. Day's position on this issue is legitimate?
Well, I think she has every right to vote in an election about whether or not to unionize and make the decision for herself. I think she's responding to a decision that also needs to be made by the 2,000-plus fellow graduate student research assistants.
So where do we go from here? I mean, the commission's ruling, that essentially takes collective bargaining off the table. Even if an election does proceed, what kind of power will the union really have?
That is something that we're still trying to suss out. We're talking with our lawyers, the university's talking with their people, and we're hoping to work with the university to facilitate an election as soon as possible. But the details of that are still needing to be worked out.
Ultimately, even without collective bargaining rights, what kind of impact do you think an essentially unofficial union will have on the working conditions of research assistants?
I think the research assistants will finally have the ability to collectively bargain with the employer, and that's something that there's a real interest for.
I see. Although the commission's ruling is, in a sense, a final ruling, so that the collective bargaining that won't be something they'll be able to have in this case. Is that right?
Well, we would we disagree with the commission's decision, and we feel like the facts on the ground have changed, and we hope that we can appeal or work to appeal that decision, but it's not the end.
You know, one thing about U of M is it does seem to draw some of the top graduate students in the country, really. Isn't that a testament to the fact that the current structure that research assistants work under is one that works?
Well, yes, and you know, the University of Michigan is a very competitive and attractive place for graduate students who then become graduate employees, and we feel that our long history as the Graduate Employees Organization has helped to make the University of Michigan a more competitive and more attractive place for graduate students. And I think by bringing in graduate student research assistants who will then have a voice in that process, we can only work to make it a much more competitive and more attractive place for future graduate students.
And with the ruling now in place and the administration's, you know, the fact that they are against this union forming, do you really expect any kind of cooperation with school officials?
We've had a wonderfully collaborative relationship as our history, and we've been working with them to negotiate the terms and conditions of this election. I have no doubt that that will continue.
Samantha Montgomery, she's the president of the Graduate Employees Organization at U of M. Thank you for joining me, Samantha.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.